You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, Hep Cats and Crazy Kittens. I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, hitting you with that jive that's helping to keep rhythm and blues music alive. And this week I've unfortunately lost my voice. I've been searching everywhere for it. I thought Miss Rosie might have put it where we keep the backup tubes for the old Rockola jukebox, but to no avail, my voice is gone. That's not going to stop the show though, cats and kittens. We're going to get part 6 of our 6-part series on the great Louis Jordan on the air and into your eardrums. I just can't believe that this long, in-depth series on the always deserving Louis Jordan is finally coming to a close this week. In part 1, we open the series with a look at his earliest recordings from 1938 through 1941. And from there, we have gone through his hit-laden years all the way up until now. It's 1950. And this week, we're going to cover 1950 through 56. We're going to hear Louis Jordan take a stab at fronting a big band orchestra. We're going to hear his final number one hit. We're going to hear how he took on the rock and roll explosion of the mid-1950s as well. It's going to be an absolute stunning program. Thanks for joining me. I will get out of the way here and start playing some music for you, baby. Let's go back to a session held on April 12th, 1949, featuring Bill Doggett once again on piano. This is a great instrumental called Onion. Yes, onion, my favorite vegetable. It was released by Decca Records during the summer of 1950, and it failed to make the charts. So let's kick off part 6 of our 6-part series on the great Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five with Onion.
with the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. To a party with a Bobby Sox. At the party, I really got a shock. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. Started swinging, all she did was rock. Kept on swinging, she said, now listen, Pop, I like to boogie real slow with the blue light way down low. I like to boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. Around, the shades were down, the chicks were in the groove. I didn't see how those cats could dance when their feet didn't even move. I started swinging, swung my left foot out, kept on swinging. I heard somebody shout, you got a boogie real slow. Started rocking, we really had a time. The house was rocking, I almost lost my mind. I couldn't boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. I couldn't boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. Folks kept on knocking, kept on coming in. The folks was knocking till it was half past ten. They did the boogie real slow till the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. Girls and boys made so much noise, they even had a raid. The only thing those cops could find was ice cream and lemonade. Oh, what a party! I should have stayed at home. Oh, what a party! I was like a chaperone. I couldn't boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low. They did the boogie real slow with the blue lights way down low.
Can you believe it? That was Louis Jordan's last number one hit record. It was also one of the best-selling records of 1950. Blue Light Boogie, Part 1 and Part 2, recorded on the 26th of June, 1950. It was issued by Decca Records in early August of that year, and it topped out at number 1 on the 9th of September, where it remained for 7 solid weeks. It's kind of weird because that one was recorded in Chicago, a city that didn't see very many Louis Jordan sessions. Playing on that session is Louis Jordan on alto sax, Aaron Eisenhall, Bob Mitchell, and Harold Mitchell on trumpets, Josh Jackson on tenor sax, James Ham Jackson on guitar, Bill Doggett on piano, Billy Hadnott on bass, and Chris Columbus on drums. The session was arranged by Bill Doggett and produced by the great Milt Gabler. Up next, a couple of duets from Louis Jordan. Up first is another duet with Ella Fitzgerald. This one was recorded in August of 1950 and released in November, where it hit number 7 on the National Rhythm and Blues chart. It's the tune I'll Never Be Free, which was a ginormous hit a couple of months earlier by K-Star and Tennessee Ernie Ford on Capitol Records. They took it to number 3 on the pop charts, but the song was originally cut in 1949 by Savannah Churchill. Paul Gayton with Annie Laurie had a hit with it in 1950 as well. The second duet you're going to hear was also recorded in August of 1950, but this time Louis Jordan is duetting with the legendary Louis Armstrong. It's I'll Be Glad When You're Dead, You Rascal You, written in 1931 by Sam Theard. Louis and Louis do a fantastic job with it. So we're going to kick it off with a duet with Ella and then move into a duet with Louis Armstrong. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging part 6 of my 6-part series on the great Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. Here's I'll Never Be Free.
Satisfy
this longing in me.
I'll never be free from your smile so tender, the sweet surrender in your eyes.
How can I be free when I still remember like a chain bound to my heart? Your love remains when we're apart. Each kiss I gave to you
made me a slave to you.
I'll never be free. Slave to you.
rascal you. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal you. You know you've done me wrong. You stole my wife and gone. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal you.
Talk about it, Jordan. Talk about it.
I'm gonna kill you just for fun, you rascal you. I'm gonna kill you just for fun, you rascal you. I'm gonna kill you just for fun. The bugs can have you when I'm done. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal you.
Ah, let me talk about him a while. You asked my wife for some cabbage, you dog. I said you asked my wife for some cabbage, you old rascal. You asked my wife for some cabbage, and you ate just like a savage, you old rascal. Now there ain't no use to you running, you old rascal, you.
Run, Satch!
There ain't no use to him running, you rascal, you.
Catch up with him, catch up with him.
Ain't no use to you to run, cause I done went to the pawn shop and got my gun.
You mess with my wife, you rascal, you. Yes, you mess with my wife, you rascal, you. You mess with my wife, now I'm gonna take your life. I'll be glad when you're dead, you rascal, you.
Let me talk about him again. I wonder what you got, do you rascal you? I said, I wonder what you got, you rascal you. I said, I wonder what you got that makes my wife think you so hot. You dog. Throw him out, throw him out.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, Joe Metzger, and contributors Lonnie Tapley, Ken Farger. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
These are the real roots of rock and roll. You couldn't hear them on the jukebox in the front. But Matt the Cat's playing him on the juke in the bag.
A bottle of beer is fine, and chugging a lug of wine I makes you blow very low, and jock at the juke with a nickel a dime. For tambourine's a boogie, tambourine's a boogie. Shuffle and wax and pay the tax, and boogie to the honking sacks, to tambourine's a boogie, loony boogie woogie. Slovakia, she was gay, till Yankee from USA. I turned the town upside down and tickle a string of my jigger to play the tambourine's a boogie. A tambourine's a boogie. A zingle a zing, you pick the string and rock and roll around the ring to tambourine's a boogie, loony boogie woogie. Thank you.
gypsy I'll never be. A fiddle is not for me. A crystal ball tells me all. I look in the future and what do I see? The tambourine's a boogie. A tambourine's a boogie. Shuffle and wax and pay the tax and boogie to the honky-tonks. The tambourine's a boogie, loony boogie boogie. I'm gonna get out my rig so baby and me can dig. I'll make a romance and dine and dance and slug and a slot and a juke and a jig to tambourine's a boogie. Tambourine's a boogie. A hug and a kiss, a pretty miss. We'll live in boogie woogie bliss. The tambourine's a boogie. Loony boogie woogie. Boogie woogie.
Tambourine! Chick that only drinks lemonade. Yes, I'm looking for a chick that only drinks lemonade. I haven't found one yet, but I've been told that a few was made. Now you know the type, and I know them too. They stand at the bar drinking 10-cent brew. You ask them what they're drinking, though you already know. They'll say whiskey every time to make you spin your dough. That's why I'm looking for a gal that only drinks lemonade. I haven't found one yet, but I've been told that a few was made. I met a gal I thought was so fine. I begged her to please, please, baby, be mine. I took her out one Thursday night. She got two shots of joy juice and was ready to fight. That's why I'm looking for a gal that only drinks lemonade. I haven't found one yet, but I've been told that a few was made. Whiskey's too powerful for a woman's frame. It'll make some simple and it makes other chicks insane. It can make a girl weighing 104 feel so powerful she'll think she could even whip Joe. This I know to be a solid fact, 'cause I fell for one a little while back. She was so sweet at the start of the night, but after two drinks, wasn't nothing right. That's why I'm looking for a chick that only drinks lemonade. I'm tired of being broke the day after I get paid.
It looks like Louis Jordan's tired of being tricked into buying whiskey for chicks, so now he's looking for a chick that only drinks lemonade. That song hit number 6 at the very beginning of 1951. And of course, that's Bill Doggett grinding that organ on those last two records. Lemonade was recorded on August 18, 1950, and the tune before it, Tambourine's a Boogie, was also cut at that same session, but issued back in October. It topped out at number 10 on the national R&B chart. If we take Lemonade and we flip that 78 over, we'll find You Dyed Your Hair Chartreuse on the B-side. It failed to chart, but it's a jumping little number, and I'm gonna spin it for you right now as we feature Louis Jordan, part six of my six-part series, right here on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back.
You're a freckled gal, you're a pug-nosed cutie, sweet as Charlotte Russe. You got big blue eyes, so I ask you why have you dyed your hair chartreuse? Chartreuse,
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 chartreuse.
Though you think it's mighty cute, just wait till the right and tell your ma
that you dyed your hair chartreuse.
Chartreuse,
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 chartreuse.
Though you think it's mighty cute, just wait till the right and tell your ma
that you dyed your hair chartreuse.
In the days of old, when the nights were colder and the girls were truer blue, just think what Pa would have said to Ma had she dyed her hair chartreuse. Chartreuse,
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 chartreuse.
Though you think it's mighty cute, you went too far in that beauty booth
when you dyed your hair chartreuse.
Your hair was black when we lived on Chestnut Street. When you wore pigtails and ginger ale was your most favorite treat. You're a big girl now, so you think it's cuter being fast and fancy loose. But you went too far in that beauty booth when you dyed your hair chartreuse. Chartreuse,
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 chartreuse.
Though you think it's mighty cute, just wait till the right and tell your ma
that you dyed your hair chartreuse.
Chartreuse,
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 chartreuse.
Though you think it's mighty cute, but just wait till the right and tell your ma you didn't like black, you didn't like red, you hated blondes. Well, it's no use. You got mad and dyed your hair. Chartreuse. I feel so all alone. It rained last night and things ain't right without my baby home. Every time it rains, I think of you. And that's the time I feel so blue. When the rain starts a-falling, my love comes tumbling down, and it's raining teardrops from my eyes. Well, if you see clouds here in my eye, it's just because you said goodbye. Although the sun is shining, there's no more summer skies, and it's raining teardrops from my eye. Remember the night you told me our love would always be? I wouldn't be blue and lonely if you'd come back to me. Every single cloud would disappear. I'd wear a smile if you were here. So baby, won't you hurry, 'cause I miss you so. And it's raining teardrops from my eyes. Thank you.
remember the night you told me our love would always be. I wouldn't be blue and lonely if you'd come back to me. Every single cloud would disappear. I'd wear a smile if you were here. So baby, won't you hurry, 'cause I miss you so. And it's raining, and it's raining. Let me wake up with no teardrops in my eye.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
You must be crazy, woman. You gotta be losing your mind. You must be crazy, woman. You gotta be losing your mind. To keep me upset. By the way you treating me, yes, baby, I ain't gonna stand for the way you treating me. If you don't straighten up, baby, I'm going back to my old used to be. Should have known better than to believe the things you said. Yes, baby, I should have known better than to believe the things you said. You got a weak mind, mama, so you're bound to lose your head. Yes, some of you women don't know when you're doing well. Yes, some of you simple women don't know when you're doing well.
Jordan and his Timpani Five with his last charting record. He had 57 records make the National Rhythm and Blues charts, and that is number 57. 18 of those 57 records went to number one. Weak-Minded Blues, however, went to number five. It was recorded in March of 51 and released in May of that year. It's unfortunate that Louis Jordan never charted during the rock and roll era, and so he isn't remembered today as the larger-than-life artist he actually was back in the 1940s and early 50s. Before Weak-Minded Blues, we heard Jordan's version of Teardrops from My Eyes, which was an enormous hit for Ruth Brown. Jordan's version was issued in March of 51, where it topped out at number 4. Up next, Louis Jordan takes a stab at fronting an orchestra. He debuted this orchestra at a June 13, 1951 session. He cut quite a few tunes with this big band, but none of them were hits. And so, by 1952, Jordan was back to the Timpani Five. The session that brought us this song, Bone Dry, features Aaron Eisenhall, Ermet Perry, and Bob Mitchell on trumpets, Leon Kamegis and Bob Burgess on trombones, future jazz legend Oliver Nelson on alto sax, Josh Jacobs and Reuben Phillips on tenor saxes, Marty Flax on Barry sax, Jimmy Peterson on piano and Bill Jennings on electric guitar, Bob Bushnell on bass, and Chris Columbus on drums. Let's hear what that big band sounds like on this. It's Bone Dry and part 6 of my 6-part series on the great Louis Jordan. He may no longer be the king of the jukeboxes, but he's still one of the greatest entertainers of all time.
There isn't any water in the well. Oh, the ground is mighty dry, not a cloud up in the sky. There ain't no water in the well.
Bone dry, bone dry. Everything at home is bone dry.
Dry as a bone, dry as a bone.
Everything at home is bone dry.
Take a bucket down the road, take a bucket down the road. A bucket down the road, little Nell. Go ahead, my little daughter, try to steal the neighbor's water, cause there ain't no water in the well.
Bone dry, bone dry, everything at home is bone dry.
Dry as a bone, dry as a bone,
everything at home is bone dry.
Oh, there ain't no use of trying, there ain't no use of trying, there ain't no use of trying, little Nell. There ain't no use of trying. I hear the neighbors crying, cause there ain't no water in the well.
Bone dry, bone dry. Everything at home is bone dry.
Dry as a bone, dry as a bone.
Everything at home is dry as a bone.
Start a praying, little Nell. Oh, we better start a praying, for the Lord has started raining. There ain't no water in the well.
Bone dry, bone dry. Everything at home is bone dry.
Dry as a bone, dry as a bone.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. This week it's part six of my six-part series on Louis Jordan. Let's hear the flip side of a duet record I played earlier in the show between Jordan and the legendary Louis Armstrong. It was a session that was held in August of 1950, their only recordings together. Here's the flip side of I'll Be Glad When You're Dead, You Rascal You, a song called Life Is So Peculiar. Louis Armstrong with Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five, and it's this week's Great 78.
Bama da da didn't do that. Life is so peculiar.
You get so wet in the rain.
You know it too.
Mm-hmm.
You get so warm in the sunshine.
Get my suntan. It doesn't pay to complain.
I never complain. When I get up each morning, there's nothing to breathe but air.
Yeah, and when I look in the mirror, there's nothing to comb but hair.
And when I sit down to breakfast, there's nothing to eat but food.
Life is so peculiar, but you can't stay home and brood.
Oh, life!
Tell them about it, Pops.
It's so peculiar. The desert's only got sand,
and
know.
That's grand.
The ocean's only got water,
and you can't drink it all up.
You never know where you stand.
When I go out to dinner, there's nothing to wear but clothes.
Yeah.
And whenever I get sleepy, there's nothing to do but doze.
Yeah.
And whenever I get thirsty, there's nothing to do but drink.
Life is so peculiar that it makes you stop and think.
Yes, life,
Baba Duwebuwa,
is so peculiar.
It sure is.
A fork belongs with a knife.
It sure does. Corned beef is lost without cabbage.
I love cabbage. Husband should have a wife.
Yes,
life is so peculiar, but as everybody says, that's life.
A bird can usually sing.
No birds.
I do too. A pearl is made by an oyster.
New Orleans.
Rampart Street. You can't be sure of a thing.
When I get tired of resting, there's nothing to do but walk.
Walk it off, Bob.
And when I don't care to listen, there's nothing to do but talk.
Keep your big mouth shut.
When I'm up in the airplane, there's nothing to do but fly.
Mm-hmm.
Life is so peculiar, but I often wonder why.
Oh, life,
Baba Duwebuwa,
is so peculiar.
Sure is.
A fork belongs with a knife, you know.
Mm-hmm. Corned beef is lost without cabbage.
Leftover cabbage?
Yeah.
A husband should have a wife.
Yes, life is so peculiar, but as everybody says, that's life.
One more for me, Jim.
That's life.
Let me have one, Jack.
That's life.
All together.
That's life.
Yeah!
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Anybody wonders, you can tell them that I said it. The only thing I know is that I never can forget you. I've been longing for you, baby, ever since the day I met you. I got you where I want you, and I'm never gonna let you get away from me. Hear what I tell you, I'm the man for you, and so you better start to face it. If you ever lose my love, you know you never can replace it. I think it's time for you to start to giving me some loving, cause I'm carrying a torch for you that's hotter than an oven. It's time for you and me to do a little turtle doving. Baby, hold me tight, do what I tell you.
I want you. I want you.
I want you to.
I want you to.
I want you to be.
What?
I want you to be my baby. Will.
Will.
Will you.
Will you.
Will you please.
Will you please.
Will you please tell.
Will you please.
simply say that you'll be mine.
Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five with I Want You to Be My Baby, the last record we're going to play that represents his 15 years on Decca Records. He started with Decca in 1938 and ended with them in 1953. While with the label, he scored 57 hit records on the rhythm and blues chart. I Want You to Be My Baby was recorded in New York City on May 28, 1953. As I mentioned before, Jordan failed to have any hits post-1951, so by the end of 53, Decca decided to just let him go. For the next couple of years, Jordan ended up on several labels. First on the independent Aladdin Records out of L.A., then he moved over to the RCA subsidiaries of Vic and X Records. Following that, he had a few LPs on Mercury Records. We're going to get a taste of his output for those labels now. Sure, Louis Jordan wasn't at the top of the music scene anymore, but his band was still tight and he was still turning out the quality recordings. Like this one, cut for Aladdin Records in January of 54. Aladdin released it in May of 54. Back to the smaller combo, it's Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five with the great Messy Bessie.
Daddy, you cats been scandalizing my name. I think I better straighten you out. Now, I'm a very conservative fella, and I don't go for displays of emotion. But I'm in love with a chick named Messy Bessie, and she cuts up whenever she takes a notion. Now, she ain't high class like I am, so sometimes she gets carried away. And that's when she starts to goofing. And this is what you'll hear me say. This is what I tell her. Don't get messy, Bessie. Keep your whiskey quiet. When you've had a couple of drinks, woman, you just might start a riot. Don't get messy, Bessie. You know what I'm talking about. When your love comes tumbling down, you'll wear a good man out. Now when that whiskey moves you, you start to snapping your fingers and shouting out loud, start shaking and quaking and hooping and hollering. You talk so loud you draw a crowd. So don't get messy, Bessie. Try to play it cool. 'Cause you just wait till I get you home, then I'll get messy too.
Sam, Harry, Willie, Joe, Steve, Al, Ben, and Moe, George,
anyway. Reading and writing is good enough, but rock and roll beats all that stuff.
Jordan and his Timpani Five with a jumpin' rock and roll call. That was recorded on October 18, 1955, and issued on Vic Records, a subsidiary of RCA Victor. Here, Jordan is taking aim at the new rock and roll craze gaining steam all across the nation. We've just got one more record to play to wrap up this six-part series on the fantastic Louis Jordan. In 1956, Jordan began a short stint at Mercury Records, which lasted for about 2 years. After that, he didn't record nearly as much. In 1962, Ray Charles signed him to his own Tangerine label. There were some promising releases on Tangerine, but the public just wasn't buying it. Jordan settled out in the Los Angeles area and continued to have steady lounge gigs. This at least kept him working while he recorded sporadically. Louis Jordan died of a heart attack on February 4, 1975. He was only 66 years old. Posthumously, Jordan has been remembered quite well. In the early 1990s, the musical Five Guys Named Mo made waves both in London and on Broadway. This musical features many of Jordan's great classic songs in two acts. His name and music has been kept alive with those who are in the know, but I wish he would be given more mainstream credit today. As you've heard over the last six shows, he definitely deserves it. One of the founding fathers of rhythm and blues and rock and roll, Louis Jordan's music built a bridge from the big band era into the rhythm and blues era, straight into the rock and roll era. I'm Matt the Cat, still looking for my missing voice. But remember, cats and kittens, until next time, soul, it ain't a black thing, it ain't a white thing, it's a feeling. You'll get that feeling each week, right here on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back. If you dug these last six shows, drop me a line and let me know. Send emails to mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Let's close the show with a real scorcher. A re-recording of one of his biggest hits, Caledonia, from 1945. He recut the song in 1956 for Mercury Records, and man does it smoke. One of the reasons why it smokes is because Mickey Guitar Baker is playing all over this record and sounding so good. The session was produced and arranged by the great Quincy Jones. It was recorded on October 22nd, 1956, and it's going to bring us on home. Here's the rock and roll version of Caledonia, Louis Jordan and his Timpani Five. Have a great week, everybody. I'll catch you all on the flip side. Bye-bye.
run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.